Rudd's Custom Doors.
Hey, is Craig there? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hi, is this Craig?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good, good. I know you're busy, so I really don't want to take up too much of your time. I just wanted to follow up on a pre-approved finance offer that our bank had mailed out to your business about two and a half weeks ago.
No, not interested, okay? I don't want any, don't go into debt, okay?
Okay, is there like a specific time of year you like evaluate your equipment or capital needs? Because you are pre-approved with us for $250,000.
Right, I usually try to pay cash for them when I do it, so.
Oh, okay, you try to pay cash.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
We just save the money and go from there.
Okay, that makes sense, that makes sense.
Then we're not into debt so much when it falls on his butt, okay?
Yeah, no, I understand that.
Okay,
so how's business going this year? You guys pretty busy?
Been busy right now, yep, can't complain.
Oh, nice. What are sales like this year?
We're up probably about 10-15% from last year.
Oh, nice. Are you guys doing anything differently from last year?
No, just better. The economy's, you know, I think everybody's building just for the election, so
Do you think it's going to change afterwards?
I hope not, but I'm afraid it might.
Maybe just for like a month or two, and then people forget all about it, right?
I hope that's what happens.
Is there like a busy time of year in your industry, or is it pretty steady throughout the year?
It usually stays busy. Gets from about now to Christmas, we go crazy.
Oh, really? So how do you guys prepare for the busy season?
I just try to have the right help here, and away we go.
Oh, okay. Okay. Do you guys do any marketing, like media, print, digital?
No, we don't do anything. Everything I've ever done is just word of mouth.
Oh, just all word of mouth?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's awesome. And are you guys commercial or residential or both?
We do commercial. Well, basically more residential than anything.
It's, okay.
We do cabinet doors is what we do. So we sell to kitchen cabinet shops, or we do it to do-it-yourselfers is what we do.
Oh, so you guys don't actually like install it for them? You just sell the actual
We just sell unfinished. Yeah, we don't even build a cabinet. We just build a door is all we make.
Oh,
we
it's just the door.
Just the door, yep. We just make the door, and then they stain them and hang them, and we just manufacture them. That's all.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. Like, do you guys do the hinges, too, or just the actual, just the door, and that's it?
Just the door, that's it.
Oh, wow. So they kind of, like, have to deal with, like, actually putting it on and figuring out. I guess aesthetically, people like different things, so
right,
I guess
yeah,
it makes sense that you wouldn't do that part for them.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I can make hundreds of different styles of doors with just different cutters I have and everything else. So that keeps us busy that way is what it does.
So do you have to have a specific cutter for each pattern?
Yeah, for each pattern, yeah, yes, you have your certain, you have a set of knives. Like panel cuts, the center panel of a door. I mean, I probably got over 100 different knives out there that we use. And then inside profile, outside profile.
So is it one machine that handles all of that with different sets of knives, or is it several machines with the knives?
Several machines. I have probably, I mean, I'm not a very big shop. I'm just 5,000 square feet and six guys down here. But we probably got, machine-wise, I mean, I've got planers, joiners, straight lines. I've got CNC routers, I mean shapers, that all computerized shapers, and then rotating clamps and stuff like that, to where production we can fly fairly decent because we're not doing it all by hand. But
okay, so how much do, like, how long do those machines like normally last?
How's what that?
How long do like those machines normally last?
Oh, if you take care of them. I mean, I've got some I'm using down here that I bought 35 years ago, so.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, and just take care of them and fix them up, and away they go.
Awesome. So, like, if you could get, like, a new piece of equipment for your business, could you generate more money?
You could. I just, you know, what some of them are wearing out, to where down the road I might get some somewhere.
Okay.
But, you know, like, the machines that I need right now are anywhere from $15,000 to $20,000, so I can, on those there, we just try to pay for them as we go.
Okay, just try and pay for them as you go. I mean, I know that you don't want to finance, but if you ever do come across, like, a situation where one of those machines does that is worn down and you need a new one, we do have equipment financing programs, and it's basically like a traditional loan, like on a 2 to 5 year term with monthly payments, and we also have no down payment, so we can get you like a really low monthly payment there, and our rates start in the single digits, so definitely something to think about in the future if you do come across that.
Okay. Just send me some information. You can go to craig@reddoors.com.
craig@reddoors.com. Perfect. Yes. I will definitely... So, 3Ds?
Yes.
reddoors.com. Perfect. I'll definitely send you a little bit of information there. How long have you been in the industry, out of curiosity?
Well, I've been doing it for 40 years, but I've been on my own for about 35.
Oh, wow. Wow, you must really love it.
It's been good to me, put it that way. I like doing it.
Yeah, no, that definitely makes sense. If you, like, just out of curiosity, if you had access to, like, more money, would you be daring enough to try marketing at all, or are you just kind of happy with just the word of mouth?
I'm happy where I'm at right now with word of mouth. I've got some people around here that just, I mean, I'm right now, I'm 4 weeks out, and most people aren't, but I mean, I have companies around here that... people want onesie twosies, or they need something, and they go, and they don't do it, so they just send them to me. And I've got probably 10, 15 companies that send people to me. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I don't want to get any bigger than I am. I would like to improve what I have, but I don't want to get any bigger.
Okay, that makes sense. What is the typical payment terms that you extend to your customers? Is it just payment on delivery, cash before delivery?
No, I do have one or two that are 30 days, but 90% of my people right now is COD.
Okay, so COD. Well, that's good, because you won't run into cash flow problems that way.
Yeah, that helps.
Yeah. And so you said you don't want to grow at all, just kind of stay steady where you're at?
Pretty much. I mean, stay where I'm at, but, I mean, it keeps us going where we're at, and... If it fluctuates, then I'm not, you know, laying people off or stuff like that. I can keep the people I have here happy, and away we go.
Yeah, so mainly like day-to-day operations are your primary concern.
Right.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense, actually. It's smart for your business. Do you ever, like, take advantage of Section 179 at all? Have you heard of it?
No, what's that?
Definitely bring it up with your accountant. It's just a way to offset your taxes when you onboard a piece of equipment. So if you find that, you know, something is wearing out and you do want to replace it, it might be beneficial for you to do it this year versus waiting till like the beginning of the year, like do it towards the end of the year this year. So I definitely think that you should just follow up with him or her and ask them what they think about that.
Okay.
Yeah. I definitely think it's worth looking into. Do you have a bank that you normally lean on for financing?
I do deal with Zions Bank.
Okay, Zions over out there. Yeah, I have a couple of customers that also bank with them. We don't really try and like compete with like that type of banking. We're just like an alternative source of funding.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, how long have you been working with them?
Oh, I can't remember. Probably 10, 15 years, somewhere like that.
Oh,
they
nice.
They used to be called Draper Bank, and Draper Bank was easy to deal with, but then Zions bought them out. And so they're pretty good people down there.
So they're still just as easy to work with?
Yeah, they're decent. They're good people.
Nice, okay. So do they satisfy like all of your business needs and wants, would you say?
Oh, pretty much. What I need them for, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you have like a business loan with them, or line of credit, or both?
No, I just have savings and a few other things. I try not to do a business loan. I've always thought that was kind of I never liked that, because then you're just going further into debt. If somebody don't pay you, then you still have to pay that back in a way.
For sure.
So that's why I stay away from the line of credit. That's what I wanted to say, line of credit. I stay away from that just for that fact there. I've had too many people that I have dealt with to get a line of credit, and they keep getting it out.
You know what I mean? Yeah, sometimes they'll turn that line of credit into like a payoff loan if you know, sometimes if people like use over 50% or a little bit more, it can flag like a notice with the banks, and then they can call on it at any time. So
right, yep.
Definitely one of those situations where it's good to have, but also scary at the same time. Okay, well, it sounds like things are going really good for you. You guys are up from last year about 10 to 15%. You're kind of getting into your busy season. And, you know, mainly things are word of mouth. You're not really looking to do too much or any really additional marketing right now because you're 4 weeks out on your project.
Yeah.
And, yeah, but it sounds like things are going well there. But equipment-wise, if one of those machines, I know you said some of them are a little bit older and they're kind of wearing out, got to do some repairs on them. If you ever do need to replace them, like I said, we have that equipment financing program that could definitely help you out there.
Okay.
And I'll go ahead and send you a quick email here at craig@reddoors.com. When would be the best time to follow up with you to see how things are going?
Oh, you know, 6 months or something if you'd like.
That's okay, perfect. Awesome. Well, I definitely will. It's been great talking to you, Craig. And I'll send you that email with just our application information as well.
Okay, sounds great.
All right, have a good one.
You too, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.